Profit Pathway Podcast, Episode 40.
Pathfinders, I am so glad that you are here with me today because our featured guest is Michael Neely. And Michael is a former professional actor. I don't know if you can ever be a former professional actor. And a medieval knight turned writer, motivational speaker, personal development coach, and the creator of the transformational program, The Art of Forgetting, soon to be released in workbook format. Michael is also the host of the daily podcast, Consciously Speaking. And you can learn more about Michael at michaelneely.com and follow his show on Facebook and Twitter. Today, we get to know Michael spiritually, creatively, and intellectually. I am Adam Farmer, and this is Profit Pathway Podcast.
Welcome to Profit Pathway Podcast with your host, Adam Farmer. We are inviting all pathfinders on a journey from pain to passion to purpose to profit. Your dreams have been held captive for too long. Are you ready to unlock the cage?
So, Michael, welcome to the show, and are you prepared to unlock the cage?
I am prepared, Adam, and thank you so much for having me on your wonderful podcast.
All right, wonderful. Well, I just read a brief bio about who you are, but why don't you introduce yourself to the Pathfinder Nation and then tell them what's going on in your world today?
Sure. Well, you know, as Adam mentioned, I used to be a professional actor. I worked on film and stage with some of the greats, and I spent a good portion of my career as a knight in shining armor, jousting and sword fighting for a living. But I transitioned out of that to become, first and foremost, a parent. And that's when I decided to shift careers. I started into corporate America. I've always been very entrepreneurial. And then I did, my stint as a writer. I started writing stuff, created a whole program of personal development, and started my podcast just a few months ago. And here I am today. Yeah.
So, Michael, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about your worst entrepreneurial moment. We're going to talk about your aha moment. But before we do that, we do what's called a one-minute mindset. And these are five insights into your mind, Michael, so that the Pathfinder... Oh, yeah, we're going to get deep into it. So the first question is, Michael, was there a spiritual background to your childhood in a way that you would define it as spiritual?
You know, Adam, I was raised Catholic and grew up, I spent some time as an altar boy even. But as I matured, I kind of shifted away from Catholicism and started to learn more about Buddhism. And I really follow Buddhism, not even as a religion, but more as a philosophy and a way of life.
Excellent. And Michael, can you describe or outline one of your typical days?
Sure. Well, they're pretty crazy right now, but Monday through Thursday, I do 3 to 4 interviews per day, kind of like what we're doing right now. And in between them, I'm, of course, prepping for and responding to email and getting other guests booked. And I also coach clients on those days, and I write. I write whenever I can, really. And then on Friday, I typically write and record a guided meditation for the Saturday episode. And then on Saturday, I usually write and record and edit a topical content show for Sunday. So all the while, I'm in the completion phases of my book as well. So that's kind of a typical day for me.
Sounds good. And Michael, what would you say that has you the most motivated in your business right now?
Oh, gosh. You know, Adam, I'm more of a carrot kind of guy, not the stick. So instead of working to pay the rent and make a living, you know, and keep ahead, I really just work for the good feelings that I get when I'm able to make a difference in someone's life. You know, if I didn't have to pay rent with dollars, I'd gladly accept appreciation as a payment for what I do. But that's really what motivates me more than anything.
Well, that's a good motivation to have. We're all here to serve other people. And
absolutely.
If we could, like you said, if we didn't have to make a dollar to do it, then, you know, we'd do it for free. But but this is the life that we choose. And service is a great business to be in.
Oh, yeah.
And Michael, what would you say is your greatest fear and how do you manage it?
Oh, man, that's a tough question for me because as a personal development coach, I've really mastered my fears. And it's not to say that they don't creep up on me, but it's that, you know, like between my training and my Buddhist studies, I know that fear is really just a state of mind. So not to be cliche, but Kennedy was pretty accurate when he said that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And, you know, I know that has a great alliterative sound to it, but I would have said it more accurately. It would be that the only thing that we have to fear is doubt. So doubt is the real killer. You know, it's one thing to have fear, but I call doubt fear's bedfellow. And as an athlete, you know, for instance, if you're a basketball player, fear can kill your shot. The doubt can, you know, it's like, if you doubt you're going to make that shot, yeah, you're probably going to miss. And as an entrepreneur, it can kill your business. So you've got to have an ultimate faith in what you're doing and don't let doubt creep in.
Wow. Doubt is the real killer, and doubt can kill your business as an entrepreneur. That is so true.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a tweetable moment right there.
There you go.
All right. And Michael, what would you say is your favorite aspect of being an entrepreneur?
Adam, you're going to think this is a little crazy, but I love being able to pick my son up from school every day and sometimes work in my pajamas all day if I feel like it.
The simple things in life. The simple things. That's right. That's right. That's a freedom like none other. You don't have to even get dressed up if you don't want to.
That's right.
Love it. All right, Michael. Now, you are, as you say, a former professional actor, and I know that actors are great storytellers. So we're getting ready to tell a couple of stories around here. So,
all right.
The first story is take the Pathfinder Nation to a moment in time that you would consider to be your worst business or life failure, and tell us that story and then what you learned from it.
Okay. Well, gosh, you know, as a serial entrepreneur, I've had several failures, or as I like to call them, very expensive lessons. And I think my biggest one was also my first. And I was just out of college. I, you know, hadn't even really figured out what to do with my life quite yet. I got my degree in acting, but I was a little reluctant to go into that. You know, it was a little scary because you hear there's so much rejection and so many actors just end up being waiters. So what I did was I got a video camera and started playing around with it, you know, practicing it on camera acting. And then I decided to record all kinds of activities at the local high schools and create a video yearbook. Now, you know, I'm 54 years old. And at the time, there were no cell phones, let alone tiny cameras. And even my VHS camcorder was relatively huge by today's standards. But I think my idea was kind of ahead of its time. Or perhaps I just didn't have the business savvy yet to pull it off. But we spent the whole school year, okay, this is 9 months, shooting and editing and going to events for the school. And when we got it all done at the end of the year, I think we sold like 6 units. So it was pretty naive. And I think that was my first, you know, major business learning that I had that was just a real, you know, wow, what a failure.
And what would you say was the one thing that you learned from it, and how do you apply that learning in your business today?
Well, I learned to do more research about, you know, what the market wants. So like, even though I had what I thought was a brilliant idea, you know, you got to look at what the people want. What are the people asking for? And so I've shifted the mindset instead of, you know, coming from me, which, yeah, they're great ideas. I mean, when you think of, you know, folks like, you know, Bill Gates thinking, you know, what the personal computer could be, you know, that everybody would want one and you create it. But, you know, that maybe that was the part of the business piece that I didn't know how to do to make that popular or whatever. But so I think my big learning was just really get to know your market, know what the people want, and then work with them constantly. I don't think there was any interplay between me and my potential buyers throughout the year. I mean, I was showing up videotaping stuff quietly on the sidelines, literally when we're getting the football games and stuff. But, you know, they didn't know what was going on. And so nobody was really buying into it. So that's what I would shift. And that was a big aha for me.
All right, Michael. So now the next story is aha. There was a moment in time where you had an epiphany or a light bulb. So take us to one of that moments in time that you think that the Pathfinders would find most relevant today.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, I was transitioning between businesses just not too long ago as I was letting go of my corporate America identity, and I was becoming a writer and a coach. And I was sitting down with one of my clients and talking about human nature and why we do the things that we do or don't, which is a lot of what my coaching is about. And I asked if he minded if I recorded the conversation. And, you know, he was fine with that. And we recorded it. And at the end, he was like, you know, that sounds really good. You ought to do a podcast. And I got to be honest about this, Adam. I knew what the word was. I'd heard the word before, but I didn't know what a podcast was. I'd never listened to one in my life. I didn't know how they worked or what they were. And so he told me a bit about it. And within a couple of weeks, I had my first podcast launched, up and running. And at that point, I was doing it, you know, kind of as a hobby, and it was a weekly show. And then I started getting great feedback from people. And that's kind of when I had this aha. It's like, Michael, you found your voice. I mean, this is what you're meant to do. You're making a difference in people's lives, and you're getting the word out there. You're sharing consciousness. You're sharing mindfulness and evolutionary thought. And so my big aha there was, take it big. Go big or go home is, you know, one of my things that, you know, actually it could be potentially one of my quotes for business is go big or go home. And so I shifted within a few weeks. Then I learned how to launch a full show. I'm talking, you know, I now do it 7 days a week, and it's become my full-time job and my profession. So, yeah, it was a big aha for me to think, oh, wow, this, you found your voice.
So, Michael, it's very interesting for me to hear you tell that story, because I feel the same way. Mm. Like, I just started podcasting. I was telling Kate this. We had Kate Erickson on, mm-hmm. interviewing her. And I said, you know, I didn't know who John was prior to February 28th. Like, I think I heard John on Pat Flynn's podcast, and I went to EO Fire, and February 28th is when I signed up for his list. And so we then bought into Podcasters Paradise right around the middle of March. It was right around my birthday. Mm-hmm. And we started executing on it in the middle of April. And now, you know, June 1st is when we launched our podcast. And I got to tell you, like, these Tuesdays, I do 8 of these back to back. And it's just, wow. Like, I love it. And I'm saying awesome. To myself, this may be my aha moment. Because yeah. I have a lot of friends from college who are calling me now. They're interested in what's going on. And I'm saying, dude, you can, like, this is a really great way to find your voice and get your message out there. And there are millions of people who have great stories to tell, and we can share our experiences with them. So, wow.
Absolutely. I'm with you, Adam. And, you know, in addition to the millions of people with stories to tell, there are tens of millions who want to hear them and need to hear them too, because I think it's great stories that you get out there that really can make differences in people's lives. So I'm behind you.
All right, Pathfinder Nation, you heard it from Michael Neely. Start a podcast today.
There you go.
So, Michael, I have a few more questions for you in the lightning round. They're probing questions. But before we get to that, let's take a few moments out for our sponsor.
Today's show is brought to you by the Social Leadership Academy. The Social Leadership Academy helps aspiring and growing entrepreneurs build high-performing, high-impact, strength-based teams. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Have you hit a plateau or having issues innovating your next big idea? If so, the Social Leadership Academy is just for you. The Social Leadership Academy has trained entrepreneurs from across the world and knows exactly how to help you experience your next big breakthrough. Check out socialleadershipacademy.com today and maximize your impact. That's socialleadershipacademy.com.
All right, Michael Neely, welcome to the lightning round, where you get to share amazing resources and mind-blowing insights. Does that sound like a plan?
That sounds good to me.
All right. So the first question is, Michael, who has been your greatest inspiration?
Oh, Adam, you start with a tough one, man. Gosh, there's so many. Tony Robbins, Earl Nightingale, Ogmandino, David Data. Yeah, I'll just stop with that.
That's
man.
The lineup. Right. That's the top five.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I'll change the question to. What is your top five in terms of greatest inspiration?
It's a tough one, man. I've got a lot to make the soup that is me.
I know that's right. So, Michael, if you could talk to one person from history, who would it be and why?
You know, I would love to talk to Buddha. I think just to be in his presence and feel what enlightenment feels like emanating from another person. I don't even know that we'd even need to talk. Just to sit in his presence, I think, would be pretty cool.
And Michael, share one of your personal habits that you believe contributes to your success.
I think having a positive can-do attitude. You know, I don't look at anything like it's unachievable. You know, just stay positive and like, hey, I can do this.
All right. And can you share an internet resource like Evernote that you use with our Pathfinders?
Yeah, you know, one of my favorites is Edgar at meetedgar.com. I use that for all of my social media activity. And man, it's saves me so much time and is so effective. I love it.
Love it. We love Meet Edgar around here. We're actually transitioning over to Meet Edgar. So we understand that it's going to make our life a whole lot easier.
Oh, yeah. You're going to love it.
All right. And Michael, what is the best business book that you've read in the last 6 months?
I would have to say, I've read, again, several good ones, but let's just go with Launch by Jeff Walker. A lot of great actionable stuff in that book.
All right, Launch by Jeff Walker. And, of course, you know we're going to have all of these great show notes posted. If you just go to ProfitPW.com and search for Michael Neely, we're going to have all of these links in his show notes. And so, Michael, we've reached the last question of the lightning round, but it's a doozy. It's my favorite. So imagine you wake up tomorrow morning. You still possess all the experience and knowledge that you currently have, but your business completely disappeared, forcing you to start somewhere, anywhere from scratch. What do you do in the first 7 days?
Ooh, first 7 days. Okay. So, well, if I just woke up, I'd probably go to the bathroom. So then I'd probably sit down and meditate for a bit before going to get a cup of coffee. And the reason I'm even just saying that is because I just want to stress, Adam, that I'm a no stress kind of guy. It's like, hey, you know, okay, it is what is. Let's just relax. Day starts normally. And then while I drank my coffee, I devise a plan of action to complement the ideas that I got while I was meditating. Because I think meditating is such a great state to quiet the mind. And that's when creativity can start to flow in. And you'll find answers to stuff that if you get into your head are very difficult to sort out through all the noise. But meditation brings them to the surface. And I firmly believe there's always money. Money is just a physical representation of energy. You know, it flows in, it flows out, flows in, flows out. Sometimes it goes in one direction more strongly than the other. And that's when we need to be aware and perhaps make some adjustments. But we shouldn't try to crimp the flow or worry about it stopping altogether. So I would look at the situation in the same way as I would look at a job. You know, if I lost a job or decided to quit, I'd think, hey, you know what? I was looking for a job when I found that one. So why is now any different? And it worked out before. It's going to work out again. So from a place of no panic, I would relax and I would let my creative mind get flowing. And I would then start putting into action the ideas that I came up with and start my new business.
I love it. From a place of no panic. Man, absolutely. You got a lot of tweetable quotes here. I love it.
I'm glad to hear that.
So, Michael, we're going to end just like we started by keeping the cage unlocked. So why don't you wrap up with giving our Pathfinders a parting piece of guidance, then share with them how they can contact you directly, and then we'll say goodbye.
Okay. Well, I would say one of the most important pieces, you know, to think of as you're starting your business as an entrepreneur is to figure out what the market wants, what people want, and fill that need. And, you know, as long as you're moving from that and in a heart-centered way, I'd say that's also another important piece. You know, there are so many, I've met plenty of entrepreneurs who start it from a greedy aspect. So don't do it from going after the money. Do it from going after what can you serve? What need can you fill? And then, of course, you know, get put together a good team to help with all the business aspects. And I think you're off to a heck of a start. And if you want to get in touch with me, you can reach me at www.michaelneely.com. And Neely spelled N-E-E-L-E-Y.com. And I've got my podcast. I'm a coach. And I'm actually even, Adam, I didn't mention this, but I also just started a podcasting mentorship program. So anybody who does want to start a podcast, happy to help you out there too.
I love it. Now, how do they get in contact with you if they want you to be their podcasting mentor?
Well, on my website, you know, they'll find a page under podcasting. Actually, I think it's under coaching programs. Yeah. So it's on my coaching page And there's a link there. You can set up a 20-minute free discovery call. And during those 20 minutes, we'll talk about, you know, what podcasting can do for you, if it's something that you even want. You'll learn quite a bit in those 20 minutes, and you'll definitely walk away, you know, with a being in the space where you can decide if that's even the route that you want to go. And so that'd be the best way to start with that, is just set up that discovery call and we'll talk.
Well, Pathfinders, you know this very well, that you are the average of the five people that you spend the most time around. And you have just spent the last 30 minutes or so with none other than Michael Neely and me, your boy, a damn farmer. And Pathfinders, we want you to always remember that you have the freedom to be yourself, your true self, here and now, and nothing can stand in your way.
Thank you for listening to Profit Pathway Podcast. We want to hear from you. Subscribe, rate, and review to help us improve the show. Head to ProfitPW.com right now. Until next time, unlock the cage of your passion and drive your purpose along the pathway to profit.